You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A temporary move is underway for more Milwaukee Public Schools students and staff. Now it's the West Side Academy that has closed for lead remediation. The Brown Street Academy will close next Monday. Two schools closed in March and haven't reopened. Students and staff at schools impacted have had to get to another school campus to finish the year. MPS aims to finish cleaning its oldest buildings by the summer and complete lead remediation at all buildings by the end of the year. The post office by the airport isn't there anymore. The federal facility has moved to a new spot down the street at 5th and Layton after losing its lease due to an airport expansion. Postal Service officials are telling customers that all services and hours will continue unchanged at the new location. The new site is just over a mile from the old one. You may tell your grandkids one day about the time a big crane pulled an abandoned spray-painted boat out of Lake Michigan. Crews are trying once again to remove the stranded boat Deep Thought from Milwaukee's lakefront today. The new plan involves the use of three giant cranes to lift her out. The operation will close Lincoln Memorial Drive most of the day. There will be a security perimeter to keep spectators at a distance as workers attempt to free the vessel from the sand. Milwaukee County officials say the plan is weather and wave dependent. Who is the wealthiest person in Wisconsin? A new report says there's been a change at the top this year. Jimmy Koska has more.
Wisconsin has a new person atop the leaderboard of richest people living in the state. For several years, the top spot has been held by John Menard Jr. According to Forbes, Menard, who owns the home improvement chain bearing his name, has a $21.7 billion net worth, which is now second highest in the state. Diane Hendricks of Beloit now holds the distinction of being Wisconsin's wealthiest resident at $21.9 billion.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Koska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a three-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelich's homer, and, you know, obviously the Hoskins two hits with a big double there, but Bowers' bunt hit made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone. He threw strikes. That was it. He attacked the zone with all three pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did. Anderson facing the meat of the order in the eighth. That's kind of his first chance doing that. And I thought Pyamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time. And happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The two teams wrap up their three-game series tomorrow afternoon. One week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Koska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in two upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have one foot in two huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word of the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the roll. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names, according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number two this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its fifth week. The top five was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which expose Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy. We'll get to 61 for a high today. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little breezier and cooler with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.